This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. Patient's name is Jack Bible, B-I-B-L-E, Jack, J-A-C-K. Date of birth is 2-8-1930. Date of service is 12-19-2023. Mr. Bible is a very pleasant 93-year-old male with history of hyperlipidemia, benign prostatic hypertrophy, also history of colon mass, history of chronic anemia, secondary to blood loss, requiring transfusion, who presented to the emergency room after he suffered a fall. Patient was seen in the emergency room. Patient had two falls within the last 24 hours before coming to the hospital. He had refused going to the hospital initially. He was laying on the floor for 3 to 4 hours when the daughter-in-law found him and was brought to the emergency room. Patient hemoglobin was low. There was a question of a pneumonia. He was starting 99% on room air. He was started on IV antibiotics. Patient was also, ID was consulted. Patient also has history of severe aortic stenosis. Cardiology is following. Patient did receive blood transfusion. Patient has refused surgery for the colon mass. His creatinine were stable. He was clinically doing well. His proBNP was also elevated. Troponins were slightly elevated too. Patient was otherwise doing better. His medications were adjusted. Clinically, he was doing better. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he's laying in his bed. He states that he's feeling good. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitation, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hyperlipidemia, chronic renal failure, stage 3, chronic anemia, hyperlipidemia, degenerative joint disease, mild cognitive impairment, and DJD. Past surgical history, unknown, social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies to hydrochlorothiazide and simvastatin. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI. He does have history of severe aortic stenosis. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain. He does have a colon mass, history of recurrent bleeding and transfusion. genitourinary, no complaints, neurological. He does have history of mild to moderate dementia. No history of TIE or CVA. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. Pupils wrinkled, round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Systolic murmur, grade 2-3/6 abdominal border was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1, deconditioning. Number 2, recurrent falls. Number 3, chronic anemia. Next, elevated troponin. Next, elevated BNP. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, colon mass. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will monitor his progress. Physical and occupational therapy would be consulted. Patient does needs to follow up with the cardiologist as well as Dr. Damadi and infectious disease as recommended. Also, urology consultation. Will continue other medications. Will have encouraged him to eat better, drink enough fluids. Will monitor his progress. Will follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or if he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.